The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts or guests alone and not those of WGXC and Wave Farm.
They don't want to see us come together. Brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers are working three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers are working three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh, SBK.
Nobody say we'll be here standing tall. No matter how hard it gets, won't let my brother fall. I know that things get rough, and there's days that you wanna give up. But before you lose your way, just call on SBK. They don't wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our grind face on. It's our time, it's our time.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts or guests alone and not those of WGXC and Wave Farm.
Yes, sir. We in the building. Barbershop Talks on WGXC. 790. Oh, hold on. I need to take a little sip. Hold on. Talk to me, Slay.
What's going on? Happy New Year, people.
All right, I got this. That Coco Loso get me right. Let's go. Yeah, it's your boy, Big Vern, WGXC, 90.7 FM, Hudson, Casco, Acre. This is the Barbershop Talks. I'm in the building with my boy, K Slay. Happy New Year, my dude.
Happy New Year, man. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy I actually made it here. Happy that everybody's listening. I mean, I'm sure everybody had a great night last night.
Yeah, man. Listen, look, the phone lines are open, 518-828-0290. Call up. Let us know if our volumes are right. Everybody talking in the mic.
Any questions?
Yeah.
Any comments? Anything. If you want to remain anonymous.
Don't call.
We'll not say your name.
Yeah.
I won't say your name.
I'm saying your name. I am. I'm going to call you out.
Yeah. Ask for me.
Listen, we got a member. First of all, I'm a little upset, Slay. You know how we do business around here, right?
Uh-huh.
Lady Bluehawks. Undefeated right now. We're proud of them. City of Hudson, proud of them. But I got one member of the Bluehawks team in the radio station with me. You mean to tell me the rest of the team was turned up last night? That's what they're saying?
That's what they're saying.
Ness, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'd like you talking to Mike a little bit more before they call, because I know there's people out there just wanting to hate on us. So, we're going to start this off and make it pretty simple. You got a big game coming up, right?
Yeah, the third.
The third. What's that, Friday?
Yes.
Against who?
Maple Hill.
They're undefeated, right?
Yeah, we're ahead of them. They're right behind us.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Ness. Oh, I got a phone call. All right, listen. I'm about to turn this line up. My boy, keep it real, real, real radio-like, all right? Hold on, yo, Slay, you're going to love this one.
Oh, boy.
Ness, hold on, Ness, all right? Let's make it happen. Yo, you on the air with Big Vern.
Big Vern, what's up, bro?
I can't hear you, son.
Yo, you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. What's good?
Roll Tide is different. It's different. I told you I was calling up, baby. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Lego.
Yeah. Lego, what's good, baby?
Yeah, what's up? Talk to me.
Yo, listen, we about to do a quick interview with the girls' basketball team. Oh, pardon me. We about to do a quick interview with one of the ladies from the girls' basketball team because he came through. Shout out to Lego. You still in Florida, right, my boy?
You already know. I'm down here in shorts.
Oh, and you ain't got to brag. You ain't got to brag
no
about
socks
it.
On, Big Vern. With no socks
no
on.
No socks, no socks. Yo, Lego, stay tuned, man. We about to do this quick interview with Ness right quick. So, Ness, you said on Friday you got a game against Maple Hill undefeated, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, some of these questions I already know because me and you had the opportunity to work together. But just let everybody know, how long you been playing basketball?
I've been playing basketball for about 6 years. Six years.
I know you've done some AAU and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you guys have a team over the summer? I'm not sure. I think you guys won the championship, right?
Yeah, we did win.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Most of the girls that you're playing with right now, were they on that team?
Yes. Yeah, mostly.
Oh, okay.
Tell the listeners about how I used to beat you when you first started playing.
Wait, yo,
I
did not beat me ever.
Ever. No. I taught never. You how to box out and shut out your feet and stuff
no,
like
if
that.
No, if anything, Vern did.
No,
I used to, you know.
That's Slay from around the way?
Yeah, that's Slay from around the way. Yes, sir.
What's up, bro?
I'm just saying, we could schedule a game.
Hold on, I got...
A little two-on-two.
All right.
Yo, Lego, hold tight. I got to get Slay some headphones so he can hear you.
You and four girls from your team versus me and Vern.
All right.
Yeah, four. Go ahead and give them five. Because that was one of my questions that I wanted to ask you, Ness. This show right here, it comes from the barbershop. So sometimes we're in the barbershop talking, and a question came up, and they asked me, do I think there's a WNBA player that can beat the average man? And me as a basketball player, I said, well, hell yeah. But
Lisa Leslie would dunk on me all day.
Well, Lego, you like 4'5", my dude. Of course she'll dunk on you.
I'm 5'10". Hold
5'10"?
On.
All right, my bad, dog. Well, you in Florida,
half,
man.
Half.
Hold on.
Don't
I got. I,
half.
Yo, listen, I got to get your Slate. Plug up, man.
Get Slate some
I'm
half.
Here.
Yo,
I'm all right. Here. I'm here.
Yo, here. Yo, listen. So
get that midget dark skin guy some headphones.
Yeah. Hold on, Lego. Hold on. So Ness, for real. Yeah, don't get him. So Ness, do you think like your varsity team? Do you think your varsity team could beat the boys? What is it? Modified team?
I think if we put our heads in the game, yeah, we could beat them. Definitely.
They can't beat the top five from Hudson and at the
It's a high school man.
Club.
Yo, Lego. She's a high school
they ain't
player.
Coming to the. Oh, all right. Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He's a high school player.
I apologize for my
So, who's your favorite player, WNBA?
As of right now, Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner. Tough.
Brittany Griner.
Man, tough. What about NBA?
NBA, I mean, I got to go with Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin. As long as you ain't say LeBron or Kobe.
Oh, no.
You should have said LeBron.
Yeah, as long as you ain't say LeBron or Kobe.
Happy belated.
LeBron, can she hear me?
No, she can't hear you.
Yeah. Ask her how she feel about Brittany Griner coming out as a lesbian.
No, we're not going to talk about that, Lego. And if you keep it up, I'm going to hang up on you. There you go. Stop it, man. Lego, you know what, Lego? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. We were saying, like, do we have enough filter for my dude? And already, I'm wondering, what you sipping on?
That's a legit question, though. Like, sexuality in NBA, like NBA, people coming out gay. Yeah, you know, James Collins got his contract denied the next year.
Lego. Hold on.
It's not that type of
show. Yeah, it's not
that
type
of show.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I got
let's get back to business. So, So Ness, the game is Friday, right?
Yes.
Friday. And you said, what time does the game start?
The game starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? Okay, we just want to let it be known that on Friday night at 7 o'clock, if we don't get this huge storm that they're predicting, that the Lady Blue Hawks will be playing Maple Hill undefeated, and they're going to be there.
Wear black, right?
Yeah, it's a blackout.
It's a blackout for real?
What does that mean?
It means wear black so that...
We can black
I
out?
I mean, I really don't know what it means, but...
That's what all the girls keep telling me, wear black. I don't know what it means, though. It's going to be a funeral for Maple Hill?
Yeah, yeah, oh, there okay. it is. There it
That's
is.
What it is.
Well, yeah,
That's
Maple Hill hasn't lost income.
They ain't leaving undefeated.
Hold on for a second. Cakes, get to the mic, please, because I know somebody can't hear you.
Maple Hill hasn't lost in conference play in the Patroon Conference since 2006.
Oh, so we about to black out on
it's a new year, new them, though, so they got time for that this year. Blue and gold all day, Hudson.
Yes, sir. Yo, listen, we're going to take a quick break. Ness, thanks for coming through. Ladies, other ladies of the Blue Hawks, after you guys went on Friday, make sure y'all come by and see us, you know what I'm saying, because we could have used a lot more ladies up in here with opinions, and just make sure y'all stop by and see us. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get down to real business. Lego, stay tuned, my boy.
I'm on deck. Just don't hang up on me.
All right, stay
don't
tuned.
Don't run out of minutes.
I actually got a minute card.
Huh? Yo,
on this program are those of the hosts or guests alone and not those of WGXC and Wave Farm.
Welcome back. I think I had the mic on the whole damn time. What's all good? We live on the radio. Big Vern, Barbershop Talks. We have a new segment. It's called Current Events. I like to introduce my little sister. Her name is India. We call her Dia. She'll be doing current events. In the building, we also have Q Cross. And listen, we are blessed to have an actual radio personality in the building with us. I don't even think you guys really understand what's about to happen. And anybody that ever listened to her show, I'm not even going to introduce her because her voice is no, it ring bells. So, India, it's all you, and let's go.
So our first current event is about this young lady named Thessalonica Embry. She happens to be 14 years old, and in a month, she'll be graduating from Chicago State University with a bachelor's degree. Unlike some of her friends and that were just going through, oops, my bad, somebody's coming in the room.
That is Rainier.
Yeah.
Hi, nice to meet you, Rainier. But she was homeschooled by her mother. Her mother is a veteran of the United States Navy. And I just figure that with all the bad stuff, bad publicity that's going on with Chicago right now, you would think that this would be top news because it is such a good thing. What do you guys think about this?
I just think it's an accomplishment overall to be that young and graduate with your bachelor's. I mean, I remember going to school and getting my bachelor's and just being stressed. So I couldn't imagine doing that at 14. Like, I was still trying to, you know, ask my mom for money to see Space Jam. You know, I wasn't trying to be getting no bachelor's or anything like that.
And so, it did mention in the article that through all this, being 14, she maintained a 3.9 GPA. That is awesome.
That's amazing, you know. And I think that we put so much into the bad. You know, if there would have been 5 or 6 people murdered or something like that, it would have been national news. But when something like this is good, you don't really hear too much about it. You know, it doesn't get shared all over Facebook. There's not lots of conversation about it. And I think coming into the new year, new me, we need to change that. You know, we need to start putting out more positive stuff.
Most definitely.
She couldn't do it without her mama. And that's another thing that's very important. I guarantee you it started from infancy. It started from when she was a young child and her mother supported her. If the parents provide a good, stable home for their children, it can be done too. It's not impossible. Not at all.
And what's your name?
Cupid Rocks.
Okay. Holla. Holla.
But anyway, that's good news to hear coming into the new year.
Oh, you want to know my opinion on it? You know, the next Michelle Obama,
right.
But she don't have to be the first lady. She could be the president.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing to see our young women doing something so positive and being a game changer. 14 years old, game changer.
New
and,
rules.
We need to commend that.
Well, the one thing I just something to ponder is that it said that her mother homeschooled her from age 8 to 11. What are your feelings on being homeschooled versus going to the traditional school?
Well, her mama must have been educated.
Yeah, it's very educated. You
know, some of these parents need to send their kids to school.
Yeah.
And others, you know, can do it. You know, I wouldn't encourage many people around here to be homeschooling. it's just me. But yes, homeschooling, for the most part, it's good. I know that's the model that our friends down at Kites Nest is trying to use. They're trying to provide services for homeschoolers. And it's a way for you to learn, but you also have them around you. They're not being they're impressionable minds, but they're around what you do. They emulate you rather than their friends and anybody else in a regular school environment. So it's a different learning and different. They pick up different social skills.
Yeah, that can't always be achieved, though, for some people, especially around in this community, homeschooling. I mean, with a lot of parents that have to work and stuff like that. I mean, it's back in my time when I was growing up, there was no such thing as homeschooling. You know, we was all public school. That's where we went. That's what we did. So, this can be achieved even without homeschooling.
Absolutely. And
you know,
somebody,
she was definitely blessed to be homeschooled.
Absolutely.
Blessed.
And this is Quentin Cross, and it would be hard in this community with 40% of the adults not having a high school diploma. also.
Yeah, homeschool for me was, you know, being suspended and
I know that's right.
having to be home for a little bit. I'll be back. Tell my friends I'll be back in 5 days. that was homeschool. Get the little packets and stuff.
Okay, so my name is Quentin Cross, and we're here to talk today about the recent drug bust that made local, national, and international headlines. Mm. 19 of our brothers and sisters in the struggle.
It wasn't all brothers and sisters.
Well, 19 of our brothers and sisters in the struggle.
In the community.
Yeah, in the struggle.
In the struggle. Struggling.
I know they wasn't, but the way they look at them, it's the same because they was fraternizing, so they in the struggle. They were recently arrested, and we had this whole pomp and circumstance. We had a press conference. We had helicopters. We had 50 members of the law enforcement community coming around to get 15 drug addicts and maybe 4 drug dealers. And I found it like...
Allegedly.
You know, everybody got caught with a little, you know, indictment, sale or whatever. But for me, as someone who lived both sides of this issue, it was sort of one of those things when I read the paper and I looked, I'm like, oh, you got them? Is it them? Like, yeah. Really? And then I saw all the comments on the community boards and all that, you know, Register Star, they talk about lynching people, hanging people, wow, and all that stuff.
Wow.
And then the other, oh, great job. And the police chief says, this is quote, his direct quote from the Register Star, very rarely does a large-scale effort work so well. Of our 20 targeted individuals, we rounded up 19. That is a remarkable percentage to those who have worked these kinds of cases. From our briefing at 4 a.m. this morning through the capture, booking, and arraignment process, this detail ran like synchronized clockwork. Police weren't expecting a large haul of drugs, but they needed 50 officers and a helicopter and all that. They recovered 60 envelopes of heroin and a small bag of cocaine, Moore said. But mostly, these were arrests warrants to secure the defendants rather than the product, he said. Mm. They have been focusing on about 20 dealers. None of the defendants are low end of the spectrum, he said. Not users or teenagers with bags of pot. They are people we've identified as profiting from the sale of drugs. So I just went through myself and did a little research. I want to look at it, you know. I want to look into this. And we had one of the people, Mrs. M.M., we ain't going to call you out, baby. God bless you in the struggle. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6 times in the Register Star in the last year, possession of a controlled substance, in possession of cocaine, a glass smoking pipe, refused to move on February 7th, damage to property, disorderly conduct, open container, another crack pipe, another open container, a couple other guys stealing shrimp from ShopRite. Mm. Yeah. Outstanding warrant. Open container, another one of these. Another guy, possession of controlled substance, got caught with a crack pipe. We know these people. Another one, possession of a controlled substance, crack cocaine in a glass smoking pipe. But these are people who are at the high level of dealers, and they're not in the low end. How much low can you get? In my book, but hey, I'm not the one, you know, making $100,000 and perpetrating a fraud.
But wouldn't you agree that they do need to be removed from
removed right into Conifer Park or Father Peter Young Altamont programs?
Okay. Okay.
But we don't need to be spending all this type of money in our community to have such a large police presence with helicopters and things of that nature since Reagan militarized the war on drugs, mm-hmm, and have this type of influence come and oppress our communities, mm, for these types. We don't have, where Nino is not in 41 North 2nd Street. Where's Nino Brown at? You know, I'm my brother's keeper, but I ain't seen him lately. You know?
One thing I have to say I had a problem with the raid was the timing. It ended up going into the time where kids are going to school. And, you know, me, I have a small daughter who goes to kindergarten in the area. So we're on our way out, and we have to see, you know, groups of police. And there's nothing wrong with seeing police in the morning. You know, they should be there, but these are not smiling faces. You know, these are serious demeanor. You know, they're there for arrest. There's helicopters hovering over. And that's not something, you know, as a law-abiding citizen that you want to, you want your kids to see. You know, I don't sell drugs, so because I don't want my daughter to see that mm-hmm. lifestyle. You know, I don't want her to see doors being kicked in and, you mm-hmm. know, parents being taken away. But when you do that at that time where the kids are on their way to school, like they're now a victim. You know, she has to see
trauma.
Her trauma, basically, you know. Her best friend who may live across the street, whose, you know, parents may not be law-abiding, says she has to see her best friend's parents being arrested. You know what I mean? When there's a time to do that where it doesn't have to affect the other kids.
My brother, as they said on your page, many of them is blame the dealers.
Yeah.
Blame these people. Don't blame the police for doing their job. What do you say to that?
And I say that it has to be strategic. You know what I mean? Everything should be, you know, for the benefit of the community. Like, drug dealers, when you sign up to be a drug dealer, like, you know the other half of what can happen.
Absolutely.
You know the consequences of what you're going to do. You know what you're risking. You know everything with that. But as an officer, you know, and have people calling the shots, you have to protect the innocent. And when I say the innocent, I'm saying the kids that are on their bus stops, you know, going to their Christmas parties at school where they're not going to be talking about that anymore. They're going to be talking about the helicopters and the cops mm-hmm. with guns and who got arrested and all these other things instead of worrying about, you know, going and getting cupcakes at school mm-hmm. and enjoying, you know, the last day before vacation.
Mm-hmm. And all that, and half of them already walking around.
Mm-hmm.
All that manpower right. and all the, you know.
Well, while I agree that the timing was probably not well, did you maybe use that as an example? Did you talk about it at all with your daughter?
I mean, that you don't really have a choice but to talk about it because she's going to ask, like, why are all these police here? Why is that helicopter? Especially mm-hmm. a helicopter, which is something exciting to kids, mm-hmm. you know? A helicopter circling over your house. Like, I thought I lived on Union Street, not Compton. Like, mm-hmm. why is there helicopters everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think it was overkill. Like, mm-hmm. I can't see any of the people that they arrested being able to outrun some of the officers that we have. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, you needed a helicopter?
True.
No, it wasn't overkill. Mm-hmm. That was that Christmas check. It wasn't overkill on their part.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because I'm kind of torn between the two. By the way, this is Rainier, Grand Finale Blue, artist and community person that law-abiding. And for me, this is a two-sided coin because I know people from that side of the fence, and I also myself have been blessed enough not to partake in that side of the fence. Mm-hmm. But overall, as a father, just like Kamal himself, I wouldn't have wanted to see my kid to see that. Also, I do also agree with the side of these people need to be off the street. If this is what you're bringing to society, this is what you're bringing to our communities, it's not just the police tactics that are diminishing the value of our communities. It's the people who are engaging in the activity that are also diminishing the value of our community. So I'm kind of torn between two.
They need help.
Which is correct. But also with that, like, I also agree with that. You know, if you do the crime, you know, you got to do the time. Like, you know that going in. But, you know, just the timing of everything, like, you want to protect the innocent,
hold on, engage them
in everything.
If you do the crime, you do the time. When we know they have systematically mm-hmm. oppressed people of color with this so-called war on drugs. Has anybody read Michelle Alexander, The New Jim Crow? Has anybody, like, really looked into how they used the war on drugs to militarize police departments locally where they can get helicopters and have dogs mm-hmm. and do these things? And you're talking about people who have had multiple offenses. You could have got them mm-hmm. multiple times.
Yeah.
In this case, you have people who have sealed indictments, which means the indictment, whenever the DA said, I want to unseal the indictment, it could have been done.
I will say that's information I would have to read myself. I'm an honest person. But I come from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it from my point of view. I used to walk out my building to dealers mm-hmm. daily on the way to school.
You can do that here.
I've had to walk past sales daily. And you're saying people who, yeah, they need help. They need to be they need help. But the system obviously isn't working at all because they come out of these programs and where do they go?
And yeah. even that.
Back to that building.
Yeah, and I'm not going to speak to the dealer. I'm speaking to the addict.
The
yeah.
addict, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Because they're all addicts. They give the dealer a job.
Yeah. And even that, they arrested 19 people. So you mean to tell me there was not a single drug being sold that night after that? You know, it was over. Like, not one drug was being
Somebody
sold.
Somebody made a dollar after that.
You know what I mean? If you don't change the system and, you know, do something for people, and I'm not in no way, you know, bashing the police. Like, I know they have a very tough job to do, and I have a lot of respect for a lot of officers. But, you know, nothing changed. If you arrest 20 people, there's just going to be 20 more coming up unless there's other opportunities for people to do. And until the police force becomes part of the community, there's always going to be a side of us and them. Like, I'm somebody who is a law-abiding citizen for the most part. You know, I speed. You know, I do a couple of things. You know, you might get me for a rolling stop at a stop sign. Just let me go. I'm just trying to make it home. But, you know, until they become a part of the community where you know the officers and they know the people, like, it's always going to be, like, I feel like when I walk past the police.
So you think there's a separation?
Yeah, there's a big separation. Like, now, I feel like, you know, they're looking at me some sort of way because they have to instill fear in the community when you shouldn't need to instill fear in people who are innocent, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's just like,
Well, if there's
say,
a separation, who do you think they're working for? If they're not working for the community, the Hudson
community.
It's systemic. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the issue of the war on drugs or police and these institutions, they're nepotistic. There is nepotism. It's, okay, every time someone gets arrested, where you got to go? You got to go to county jail. Mm-hmm. So I've been there 4 or 5 times. I know it. Now we the grandson working now. We go from the father to the son to the grandson, and it keeps going. And then you got to go over to the same twin counties. Mm-hmm. With the same. And then you got to go, everything. It's a part of, it's the part of the prison industrial complex and the poverty economy. That's how they keep it going. There's, okay, we really want it to stop. If it stops, if crime stops, if drugs stop, then we don't need no police officers. Mm-hmm. Then we don't need no social, or, you know, that's...
I mean, there's always going to be a need for officers because you're always going to have people that feel the need to go that route to make money, mm-hmm, whether, mm-hmm, you know, whatever it is they do. But, I mean, look at this room full of minority people who work that positive side of the fence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we need more of that. Our kids are not learning how to become parts of the community. They're learning how to twerk.
Yeah. I mean, true. Not my kid.
I mean,
that's gonna be, there's gonna be no either. Twerking in the Johnson household.
I know that's right.
I mean, they're learning so much negative. I mean, between the music videos, mm-hmm, and the Miley Cyruses and the YouTubes and the Vine compilation, mm-hmm, videos that come out. I mean, who? I can put a video right now about this conversation on YouTube. I bet you would get about 200 hits and nobody would talk about it. Yeah. But let everybody be in here twerking and going crazy. That's $1 million. That's a million views.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. And that's what we try to do, change the narrative. Yeah. What do? We offer opportunities for black males to become leaders through empowerment, community service, and advocacy. So all we can do is do our part to change the narrative and show and create jobs for people. Maybe one of these people need a job or somebody to say, we love you and we know what you're going through. I ain't going to call you out, my brother, but, you know, we want to help. We want to be there.
I do have one question for everybody. What about the people who have been through the system for the same problem and they just won't? Any possible, because I've seen it.
They haven't hit their rock bottom.
Mm-hmm. Have gotten all the help, mm-hmm, been through all the programs, been locked up. And everything.
You just love them.
They come back out, and then building is just love spot them again.
Now hold on, you act like we don't got that one family member who been.
Everybody, we just
love them. Right?
I got an uncle that lives out here now.
Don't we just love
them? Institutionalized. I love him to death.
That's all we can do.
I give him a lot of respect, even though it took him to 40. He's getting himself together. Yeah,
but that's all we can do.
All right, we're gonna take a short break. Tune in. Don't go anywhere.
I'll be by your side. I'll always find a way. I love you too much to hear your sweet dancing. Love how I find you. By your side. Ain't no way. I won't let you
views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host, Augusta Lowe.
Hello, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 Barbershop Talks, Hudson, Catskill, Acre, and everything in between. I'm here, Quentin Cross, we're here with our newly sworn in Alderwoman, Alexis B. Keith, and her family. We're so proud and happy to have Alexis here at the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what's up?
Well, it's been an exciting morning and afternoon so far. Right. You know, we just bob and weave what we can.
Yes, we can.
And thank God for everything else. You know, I'm definitely excited to be able to represent 4th Ward and other members of this community going forward right now. I know we have a lot of work to do, just especially on the topic you guys just went over. Serious business. And I'm hoping that they'll just allow us to be in the room when they make those decisions.
You are the room, baby. You are the room. You
know. Just hope they keep us in the room.
Lexis Byrne, what's good, girl?
Much.
I'm so proud of you. Proud of you. But I do have a question. And I got this question from Lola.
Okay.
We need BET, man. Hudson's hurting, man. Valacia got BET.
I know.
And we don't got BET. Who can make that happen for us? Because I'm going to put you to work. You know how we do
well,
this.
Well, that's fine. I got my list. That's all right. I added to the list. You know, that's something maybe we have to reach out to those local businesses that are supplying us those feeds from BET and see who would, you know, consider.
2015. Well, in 2015, the contract will come back front of you guys. There is language in the contract that states their next available channel should be BET. And I put that in there in 2003, but they never acted upon it. They done created so many country channels and Duck Dynasty and Moonshiners, but we don't get no BET.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad. See, I got my history lesson right here, right now. So I will keep that on my list of things to check up with.
And we got another guest. Can you introduce yourself, sir?
My name is Derek Kearney. I'm the cousin. I guess I'm one.
Represented. Yeah, he's my older cousin.
Cincinnati, Ohio, Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
He came all the way from Indiana just to celebrate with us and to be a part of our movement. And I couldn't ask for anything more. I have my other cousins here from Brooklyn.
Stand up.
Sean. So we are definitely. We are a household name.
Yeah, I know that's right.
All over. Yes.
Big ups to Tiffany. We love you, Alderwoman Tiffany Garriga. She home. She doing well now.
Yep, I just spoke to her. She's doing good. She's enjoying the rest of her day. So we're excited to get to work.
Absolutely. Don't worry, Tiff. We're going to turn up at your next so you can get sworn in. I'll take a couple pictures. We'll get that on the book. We love you, girl.
Absolutely.
We good? We good. Thanks for coming in.
Happy New Year.
You see, what I do is
the mic's ain't on.
I try to make you dance, you know. When you hear this, I try to make you go to the dance floor.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
This is the remix.
I cut my teeth on wedding.
We are caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
got the truth. Hey, what's going on? This is Kiana. Kiana Thomas, a.k.a. Cupid Rocks. I am here in the studio with some friends. We all go way back. And the topic we're about to discuss right now is never forget where you came from. And that's definitely something that we all can relate to. Some of us have moved on and upwards outside of Hudson, but we still remember our roots. Ain't that right?
True.
So in regards to not forgetting where you came from, sometimes, you know, when you do move forward and you do move out of Hudson, you know, people think, you know, oh, you're too good to stay here in Hudson. Ain't nothing wrong with Hudson, but it's definitely changed. Wouldn't you agree?
I feel you 100%. I mean, when I moved, I took my son and we moved to Glens Falls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes he hears the, oh, you're not from Hudson. No, he bleed Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
We will rep Hudson to the
That's
day we
right.
die. It's just that, you know, you just have to make some decisions.
Right.
You know, for right now, if we were here now, I'd stay here now with SBK being out. Mm-hmm. But before, they weren't here. Mm-hmm. And my son didn't really have good role models. I don't want my son to
That's
be
right.
Whoa, wait.
Uh-oh.
Finish what I was saying.
All right, continue on.
I'm not taking anything away from his Uncle Vern or KK or anybody that worked with him. But walking out and seeing drugs or hearing the gunshots and stuff, that's not what I wanted for my son.
I hear you.
Believe me, he comes back and he reps KK.
Better.
There's good role models down here.
Big ups to the role models.
Just saying. Those are the type of comments I have to come in on. You know, I can't let stuff like that just fly past, because my problem is like people who feel like, you know, Hudson is a trap or something like that, where, you know, nowhere is a trap. It's mm-hmm. all
what
your
you
own
make
motivation
it.
And your own determination to do whatever you need to do. Like, you could have a happy, successful family living right here in Hudson. You know, I could say, you know, I don't have a lot of the problems that other people have because, mm-hmm. you know, I have a different determination than some of the people who use living in Hudson as an excuse.
All the time.
And the people who move out and their life wasn't much different than when it was when they were here, they're just not here
True.
Anymore.
True.
So they look at it as like, I'm glad I got out of there, when really it's like, what are you glad you got out of there for? So you could
Do the same thing somewhere else.
Be on Facebook 40 miles away. You know, it's still the same thing. You know, you're not really changing anything. And then if you have so much, you know, against the community you live in, what are you doing to change that? You know, mm-hmm. you should be doing something else to make it better. Mm-hmm. And I can say this because, you know, I've done a lot, you know, to help out my community. And, I, you know, no one can't really say anything against, you know, my impact on the community as a whole. And mm-hmm. if there was more people not complaining and doing what they had to do for the community, you know, it'll be a better place, because, you know, you might move to Albany. All you are is closer to the mall. You know, there's still drugs.
Well, the schools.
There's schools, but also Albany High is one of the worst schools in the state.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know, it's no different. You know, that you still can go out your door. You can live in Idaho and go out your door and see drugs, mm-hmm. you know, is what you're going to make of it and what you're going to teach your kids and what you're going to do from there.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, even though with people still saying that, you know, they're stuck in Hudson, there's nothing here in Hudson, if they want to make something out of it, what is there in Hudson for them to do to better their life?
I mean,
if the community is not, I mean, if for like right now, of course, you have the SBK, these programs are just now coming about because there's a divide. I mean, before, you know, back in the day, it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was okay. We wasn't paying $1,300 on Warren Street for rent. Yes, that's how much I was paying before. Yeah. I'm serious.
You gotta get off Warren Street.
But that's what I'm saying. Where else is there to live? People want to do better, but they don't have the resources mm-hmm. here in Hudson. So they think that if they move to a bigger town or a bigger city, it's going to be better for them.
Yeah, and I'm not saying Hudson is the greatest place, because it's not. I'm bored, you know, three out of the 7 days of the week. I'm mm-hmm. just saying, like, when there's opportunity, like, when there's events and things like that and people complain, they don't come out.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to come out. If you want to change and you see that there's a big event that, you know, Promise Neighborhood or SBK or whoever is throwing, you got to be there mm-hmm. to support. If you want something to come to your community, like, numbers speak. So if you're there, if we show up at City Hall with 60 people, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? they might brush us off the first time, but if you come back the second time, somebody's going to say something like, listen, do something to get these folks out of here so we conduct mm-hmm. business as usual. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be the change. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to do that, then, I mean, it's easy to share something on Facebook, but you need to actually be, like, a presence mm-hmm. at that event or at that place.
I hear you. Why do you think people aren't coming out?
I think that they just don't understand that an impact that they can make. Mm-hmm. I think they probably feel like, you know, what is
comfortable.
It gonna do?
What
is it gonna do if I show up? Like,
but a lot of people are afraid of change also.
That too.
Mm-hmm. They're comfortable.
They're comfortable in their environment and what they're doing, so they don't care about change. Like, I definitely agree with you, KK. There's a lot of things people could work on. Like, if you're born and raised here, you can move somewhere else different and nothing will completely change. The change
if you don't
within.
Change. Mm-hmm.
So if it starts with you. So if you don't want to change, nothing's gonna change. Mm-hmm. No matter where you live, you can move 16 million miles away, but if you don't change, you're not going to change. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm. Just your address.
Pretty much.
So. Yeah.
And your location.
But I think some people just love to complain. It doesn't matter.
They're just not happy.
To complain.
They're not happy with themselves, so they want everybody to be
unhappy. They're unhappy in America. Just mm-hmm. They just unhappy with
themselves.
Look at
a passport.
They don't like themselves, so no matter what you could be doing, you could hand them something, mm-hmm. and they're still unhappy.
This Vern, and what I think is, and I'm sorry, but I think this generation is so sensitive, and they really don't know how to get down and get dirty and go to work. I mean, there's not a lot of opportunities here in Hudson, but there's enough opportunities for you to make it and to make somebody proud of you. Because there's benefits of being in Hudson. There's a lot of things that we don't have to deal with. Like, let's think back, and I don't want to put no negativity, so I'm going to say something negative, but it got a positive spin. Probably in the last 8 months, there's probably like 8 shootings. Nobody got hit. Nobody died.
True.
In Alabama, in Birmingham, I remember living in Birmingham. On the 16th day of the new year, they had 30 murders. So they hit a whole bunch of people in it. And what about the ones that they didn't even know about? I mean, there's security in Hudson.
I watch First 48.
Yeah.
Every day. That's my show. That's my show.
But there's a lot of security in Hudson, you know. And another thing, too, is that we all know each other.
Yes, exactly.
One thing, as parents, you get afraid of sending your kids places. But in Hudson, you don't have to worry about it. Because you say, look, go to the store, act up, I'll know. Uh-huh. When we were younger, we used to wonder, how does my parents know everything? Because all the older people were snitches. They were just straight snitching. But there's security here. Yo, and I want to say this, big ups to anybody that moved away, but never forget where you came from, mm-hmm. Hud City to the day I die. You know why? Because you are the person you are because you was raised in Hud City.
Right.
And that's all that really matters. You don't have to like it here, but just respect it. That's all. Because when everything go bad,
you
come in here. And we're going to give you a hug.
Amen to that, Vern.
Just one more thing. I just know that being raised in Hudson, If you were really truly raised in Hudson, you could live anywhere and make it.
That's
it
right.
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
You can maintain anywhere if you was truly born and raised mm-hmm. in Hudson. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Big up Scholar Court.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Big up Scholar Court, High Rise. Listen. We about to get out of here. We have two things to take care of. KK, I know that me and you have sat down with a fatherhood. Another
yes.
thing that we're about to put together. So if it don't pop off, it's not our fault. And Rainier, I need you on mic 2, please, so you could take us out of here. KK, what's good?
Yeah, just quickly. I know some of you have seen me on Facebook. I caused a little controversy the other
day. Yeah, man.
Like always.
Y'all see me with the pregnancy belly. basically, what that is, you know, a fatherhood program that's coming to Hudson where, you know, we're going to talk about real issues around being a father. And it's open to any fathers who live in the Hudson City School District. And basically, it's good. We're going to do trips. We're going to have information. We're going to have, you know, everything you would want to know as a father. And it's going to be ranges from fathers who have, you know, grown teenagers all the way to babies. So just make sure you tune in. And also, we're going to try to get, you know, everybody in those pregnancy bellies. I had a couple cravings. I only had it on for like an
Too
hour.
Too late. I only got one. I already got one.
Yo, Slay, I'm with it. You know I'm with it. Yo, listen, and it's big, guys, because, listen, a lot of us grew up without having a father, and we spoke about this before, But we don't really know what it's like to be a father. We just know what we don't want to happen to our kids. Mm-hmm. And it's hard really being a father. I mean, to really be a really good father, you really got to go. And you know how women sit down, they have book clubs and stuff like that. We have to sit down and be like, okay, did this work for you? Or Ray, did this work for you?
We ain't going to have no book club though, fellas. Yeah, nah, don't worry about that.
Please
book clubs is real, man.
We're going to make it exciting. We're going to make it exciting. But we're going to get down to real facts. And we're going to do real things.
Real quick, I want
to. Gonna give y'all a book to take home every week. Right back.
I definitely do want to commend everybody in the room because, like, listening to this conversation and being in and being a part of this whole segment is like it reminds me of how many things I have to be blessed with. I have my father. My father was always around. My parents have always been extremely active parts of my life. So to hear the real and the true experience that comes from the people in this room, that gives me another outlook on life. Period. So big ups to everybody in here. Just wanted to say that.
Take me home.
Yeah, this is Rainier Grand Finale Blue, one half for Lost Cause. Vern asked me to put something together. I was going to rap it, but I don't think this is going to do this justice, so I'm just going to speak it from the heart. It's untitled. I said, we come from where politicians politicking. Develop corruption, not a mindset I will vision. You just handle yours, I'll keep my mind on other business. Too much fake in the air, that's realness, intuition. We see raids in front of babies, weapons, drawings, minus art class. You see our kids' safety as tools, that's smart trash. But spectators have the nerve to say it's not bad. Yeah, I know, that's funny, right? Corrupt thinking clear as black as white. I know I don't condone selling white at night. Let the darkness remain that is blackest, right? But please don't pitch that white in the daylight. You get it? Well, I'm saying put the pure white down. The Hulk should be the only thing green right now. But a tan, a form of grease, so how? Cause streets be on sizzle, but no feast in town. Reality is, yeah, these problems exist, but I hope you don't believe it's Obama's problem to fix. The problem was overwhelming before he clocked in for a shift. We gotta change the minds before we change the crimes. Take responsibility for something other than your timeline. And I'm out.
Yes, sir. Hey, yo, we see y'all next month, man. Get at us, you heard?
Happy New Year.
They don't wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our front face on. It's our time, it's our time, it's our time. Yeah, it's our time, it's our time, it's our time. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way.